Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner this morning. Got a special guest here this morning, Mr. Dino Cates. His wife is supposed to come with him, but she sent him off by himself. I think between the two of them, they've been in the real estate business for about 70 or 80 years, I think, if we stack them on top of each other.
22.
Each.
Yeah, if you stack them.
So not hard to
be 44.
But we'll be talking about a whole bunch of things in and around the real estate business. There's no telling where we'll wander off onto, because I do know that Dino, he has some good ideas, and so he likes to share them sometimes with folks, and we'll actually talk about the name of his business a little bit here in a minute and talk about names of real estate businesses, because I know a lot of the business here in this area have corporate names in front of them, and we may talk a little bit about things like that, but we're going to try to give folks some helpful information if you're trying to buy, sell, trade, or whatever, and a little history of the real estate business. So we've got a bunch of things to talk about along that line, and we've got some news and things to go through. But first off, we'd like to welcome you here this morning into us, and thank you for welcoming us into your homes this morning or your vehicles. I know we have quite a few guys that are out driving or are delivering, doing things like that. Maybe some of the telephone guys that tune us in when they're out in the trucks doing things. And we really appreciate everyone that joins us here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, broadcasting to the world from the tower out at Midway. And we really appreciate folks. I know a lot of folks coming down that way now, going by our tower, going to the hideaway out there. So I guess a lot of folks didn't realize that we actually do have a station that is stationed here in Clay County in Salina. Been here for many, many years. I think that was part of the FCA thing when they started all this stuff, that you had to serve more than one little rural community, I think, because I think the old WLIV over in Livingston, I think they had their tower maybe was up in Monterey or somewhere or another. So, you know, there was a lot of regulations and things, and we have had permanent offices here for the station, but right now we're stationed here in the corner room of the old courthouse. That's been here a whole lot longer than any of us. It'd be about 150 years since it was finished this summer. But we'll be talking about some things about that a little bit later. And also during the show today, we give away one of those wonderful birthday prizes where you go over to the chamber if you're one of the lucky people's name that called, from those that called in or got messages to us, or someone celebrating a birthday or anniversary. And we've got all that going on. But right now, we will take a little short break, get a few words from our sponsors in that help make this thing possible. And then also we want to thank the Three Star Committee and the Clay County Chamber. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I said, Dino Cates, you're with me this morning. But before we get into that, I want to remind everyone that we'll be doing our birthday prize giveaway today. We'll read some names here about halfway through the show. And I don't know, we've got quite a few announcements this morning. Tomorrow we've got the second harvest food thing over at the park. And that's I think I've got a little piece of paper on that here. It says that the second harvest food bank of Middle Tennessee, it's in the morning. And they would like for you to be courteous and not show up over there before 8 o'clock. And food will be limited to two families per vehicle. And then also, down at Hermitage Springs, this Saturday night, I think their little thing in the newspaper said they were bringing back an old tradition. And it is an old tradition. This is something that, I'm kind of near and dear to my heart. Mayfield Brown and I started this thing back, golly, I don't know, sometime in the 70s, I guess, where we had a musical show out at the high school here and one down at Hermitage Springs High School. And they're kind of bringing this back down at Hermitage Springs this year. They've got a bunch of our local performers that are going to be performing. And I'm not sure I'm sure they may have a little play or something built around it. And it will be Saturday night, and it begins at 6 o'clock. And I think where they got the price, $8. Pre-sale tickets, $8, 10 at the door. And 4 and under get in free, and they'll have concessions. So if you want to listen, hear some of our local musicians pick and grin, run down to Hermitage Springs Saturday night. And then also on Saturday, we have the Canton Lodge's the first of their number of cruisings here around the courthouse square. They're going to be doing that look like about every third Saturday here through most of the summer, and then winding that up at the end of the summer with a judged car show. So keep that in mind. And this Saturday will be the first one of those, and it will be starting at 3 o'clock and lasting officially until 6 o'clock, but you can hang around here and socialize and just have a great time. I know it's a great place to gather here around the courthouse, and I know over the years we've had some great cruise ins, and I know the Canton Lodge much. They have taken this over this year, and they're working on some scholarship funds to help some of our local students out, and just they're quite a good community-based project group, and come out and support them. And then also opening up this weekend, the Clay County FFA Greenhouse down at Clay County High School. The grand opening will be this Saturday from 8 to 12, and it's going to remain open from up until May the 3rd, or they run out of plants. And that's down at the greenhouse. They're behind Clay County High School, and they have got all kinds of things, everything from hanging baskets, the flats of flowers, individual pots, just about anything you want there. So go down and help them out, because all these funds do go to the FFA class over at the high school. And oh, I forgot the name of the show down here in the Springs. I forgot to give you that. It's called If I Could Turn Back Time. And I don't know, some of us may not want to turn back all the time, but I think this will be a fun night down there. Well, Dino, I have got through all this stuff. And like I said, Dino Cates is with, I think the official name of his business is Exit Real Estate Rocky Top.
It's Exit Rocky Top Real Estate. And we're the Crossroads team. Before I moved over to Exit, we were Remax Crossroads.
Right.
And the dues got a little much with Remax and for our rural area, and I needed to make a change to keep agents in there. And we have 14 agents and 3 offices, one in Cookeville, one in Salina, one in Livingston.
And I guess Livingston was your main place for a number of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, my mom started the business there in Livingston so she could be close to her grandbabies. And my brother, Dr. Cates, he and I moved up on the lake in 1989. So we've been up, I've been a resident of Clay County since 1989. I was born in Cookeville, so I'm not a out-of-towner. And my dad used to, every time it was going to snow before I-40 was there, he would throw us in the car and run us up here, and we'd duck hunt on Dale Hollow Lake and freeze ourselves to death. But that's where our heart's been our whole life. So we moved up here when we got old enough to where we could afford a home. We moved up here. And
well, a little ironic I'll throw in here. The Roberts family that owned Cedar Hill Boat Dock for years and years,
yes,
when they closed in the wintertime, they went to Minnesota duck hunting.
Yeah, it was hard hunting here, but I don't know. I think it was we just enjoyed it because our dad would check us out of school. We knew if it was going to snow, he'd check us out of school, and we'd come up here and stay at the cabins in Willow Grove.
And I know, of course, all the things going on and around Dale Hollow Lake over the years, you've kind of watched the demise and then the relive.
Yeah, amen.
Of this area. I don't know where we could, I don't know where all we could start. You know, when you look at real estate, the history, kind of historically in this area, realtors have been in business ever since this nation started.
Yep.
And I know, looking back through history, we look at Daniel Boone. I think we'd have to consider him one of the first realtors ever, because I know one of the things that he did, you know, when he marched all the way through Clay County and Overton County, heading up into Kentucky, as soon as he got there, Boonesboro was started, which was a little town, and they kind of had a place there where they could protect from the Indians. But I know one of the first things he did was to sell lots around Boonesboro.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, for people to come in and develop.
Uh-huh.
And I know, and through history, one of the major things I always remember was the Yazoo thing that Andrew Jackson was in, with big land, you know, big land deal where he's going to become a multimillionaire, yeah, by selling land in the swamps in Mississippi, I think.
It was, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's kind of a historical thing. You know, someone would come in and get a 400-acre government land grant, and they would invite their family over, and then they'd invite other families, and before you knew it, they had sold a whole bunch of land around and had this country settled, didn't it?
Yeah.
But we'll give real estate agents a big shout-out to establish in the United States.
Well, I say that it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden when God kicked us out. He gave us the land, and then we messed it up, and he kicked us out.
And then we had, and of course somebody had to, like I said, clear the land off and sell it and help their neighbors build a house, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay, now, I have looked at, and I think this summer, with selling as the passing away of the matriarch of the family, and trying to go through the selling of a house, and most folks don't realize just how important a real good real estate agent is. And I know I told Dino a minute ago when we sat down here, I went online, did a search of 10 qualities of a good real estate agent, and this kind of looks like, I don't know, this is nearly, I'm going to just read these real quick, and then we're going to talk a little bit. And honesty and integrity is number one, knowledge and expertise, attention to detail, negotiation skills, dedication and determination, team support, compassion, experience, and let's see what number 10 is here. Resourcefulness. Anything sound familiar there, Dino?
Oh, yeah, every bit of it. That's really why I got into real estate. I started out sweeping floors at Northern Telecom in Nashville and went to the sales desk there, and I learned in the telecommunications industry all about honesty and integrity and selling products in the telecommunications industry. And I did 30 years in that of contract negotiation. Started with Northern Telecom, United Telephone, and ended up with Sprint Communications. And I was fortunate that I flew every week and I covered the whole Southeast, and I lived at Willow Grove. And Willow Grove was my hideout and a place to get away, because after you spent all week in Miami with razor wire around your hotel and you couldn't go anywhere, then it was a breath of fresh air to come back to Willow Grove and enjoy the goodness of these hills and the fresh air.
Well, you know, when as many, many years ago, as a fresh college graduate, with a, I guess, a major in business, with the thought sometime, you know, maybe going into the business world, an opportunity opened up to come back here and get into the education system, which I think my dream had always been to be a high school basketball coach. But when you look in, you know, and probably I was, my salary was probably better when I was working in a plastic bag factory down in Murfreesboro School than it was when I started teaching. But I looked out there and you look at what you're making, and then you look around and you say, hey, this guy is driving through Salina to spend a week here, and he's going to spend probably $1,000, somewhere even back in the early 60s, $750 to maybe $2,000 just to stay here a week. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You get to stay here all year. So multiply that out and add that to your salary, and you're getting a pretty good salary if you even live in Clay County.
Yes, it's always been a hidden jewel, but now people have found Clay County, and Nashville has grown tremendously, and Del Hollow Lake now is starting to become more of a destination for people to run up here on the weekends, get their kids back to nature, get them out of the hustle and bustle of the city, and people are gravitating back to the countryside and the getting out and doing outdoor activities instead of sitting indoors.
Okay, I think let's take a little short break, work in a couple of commercials here, and come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the nuts and the bolts of the real estate business if you'd like to.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking.
Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, I've got Dino here with me. Dino, what about if tomorrow I want to become a real estate agent? The process of...
Well, first of all, I'd warn you, we have an overabundance of realtors now.
Right.
We have 609. We used to run about 200, 220. And because of the market increase, we're up to about 609 realtors now.
In
our MLS area. That's the Upper Cumberland MLS. So, you know, everybody's become a realtor, and, so there's a lot of competition out there.
Okay, now the legal process that you went through to become a licensed real estate agent, where I guess where you actually went to come in kicking and stomping on yourself because you said you didn't really think you'd like that idea.
No, I didn't really want to be a realtor. And honestly, the good Lord told me, yes, you will, and you'll do it for the right reason. So I'm in this just as long as the Lord will allow me to do that, and I just try to run my company based upon integrity and honesty, and we might make some money,
yeah, okay, well, that
you know, at the end of it. But I've just found out a lot of things that when you go through real estate school, you have to do 60 hours of real estate school, and then you'll take a state exam, then you'll do another 30 hours, and then you have to do classes every year to keep your credentials, and you can't become a broker until after 2 years of being a realtor. Now, when you're a broker, that means you're responsible for every realtor that sits under you. So if a realtor does something wrong, they don't go to that realtor. They come all the way through to the broker.
There's no chain of command. It's straight to the head.
Straight to the head. There's one, you know. So we are very careful on our agents and who we choose, and we always want to make sure that we show honesty and integrity in everything we do.
So there is a licensing process there?
Yes, sir.
And it's not real easy. I do know that. And I do know that, like you said, the real estate business really throughout history has kind of been a lot of folks thought of realtors as shysters. I forget the business word for that.
They were
out to steal your property and sell it for whatever they could get out of it.
Yeah, because they're going to just make the commission and go from there. But you really, when you get into it, when I got into it coming out of telecommunications, I did contract negotiation for Sprint Corporation, and so real estate's all about contract law, and if it's not in writing, you don't have anything. So it always has to be in writing. We have state forms that you fill out, and you just need to follow the law in real estate. if there's something that's going to happen quick, just beware. Because when I go to sell things, people will call me and they'll say, hey, I bought this piece of land out here and I paid this much for it. And my first question is, well, did you get a perk test run on it? Because people don't understand that from the city. They think everything's sewer. And out here, everything's septic, and we got a little sewer in the town. So, you know, it really makes it different. And I let them know that they've bought a parking lot if it doesn't perk.
Right.
Now, there is one thing that they say out there that if you have 5 acres, it's guaranteed to perk, and that is not the truth. It doesn't matter. If you buy 5 acres of a parking lot, it's not going to perk.
Right. And you know that, like we're talking about, there is where you can dispose of your disposal.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem. I know we've had, through the years, we've had numerous projects that came in here that were going to do, I guess, communities or whatever, and had their land surveyed, had their lots all marked off and everything. And then they hit that wall, didn't they?
Yes.
Where, you know, I can't sell you a third of an acre to build you a nice little town home on, because you're going to have to look around there and see if you can find somewhere in about 3 or 4 acres where there's a place where you can put your septic system.
Yeah, people don't understand about perkability. Perkability, from your septic tank, it doesn't go into the ground. It actually evaporates. People don't understand that with septic systems. As you flush the toilets and use the facilities, the water starts seeping out through your gravel bed, and it has to evaporate quicker than it gets to the end. And now with all these Airbnbs and VRBOs and all that, they're loading them up with people to do the division based upon the amount of money. And you need to make sure that you have a really good septic tank if you're going to buy something and start renting it out.
You know, I know with that, most of the time, your septic system is based on the occupancy level of the home. And so
Absolutely. Many
of those places may have an occupancy of six or eight people.
Yep. People think it is based upon the bathrooms. You can have 20 bathrooms in a one-bedroom house, and you still got the same amount of people. So it's based upon bedrooms and how many people you'll house and not bathrooms.
And like we said, that is a major problem in this area because of the depth of the topsoil.
Yes.
And how many feet do you have to have of workable land?
It used to be 30 inches, but now it's 24. We're getting into different type septic systems.
Right.
You can do a mound system. For example, I sold 10 acres to a gentleman, and it wouldn't perk for what he needed, and he ended up putting in a $25,000 mound system for his septic system. But when you're going to build a million-dollar house, $25,000 isn't a lot of money.
Right. And, you know, and we do have some of those here in Clay County now.
Yes, we do.
We've got some that sold for a bit of money over the past little bit.
Yes.
But, and I know you as a realtor, if you knew where there was 100 acres, that all 100 acres were perkable, there probably wouldn't be a price you could put on that, would there? Hardly.
No, that's what builders look for. Builders will come in and they'll look at land based upon how many houses they can get in there and based upon the perkability. And they'll come in right now, some of our development land's going for as much as 10 to 13,000 an acre that I've recently sold, but it's all flat and it's 100% usable. People have to understand, you know, we got rolling hills here, so most of the ridges are good, and over the hill you can't put a septic on a greater than a 30% grade, because if you think about it, the ditch, it's going to run out of the ditch.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Come back to the top of the ground.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you said a magic word there a minute ago. The next time you use your Charmin and hit the flush label, he said the magic word. It's called evaporation. And I don't know of any bathroom tissue that will evaporate.
That's true.
So they're going to wind up in a holding tank somewhere, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, and the more populated we get, the tougher the restrictions come in on us. You know, we used to be able to run the gray water out on the ground. You used to be able to run your sink out and all of us out in the country would be able to run our sinks and our showers and our washing machines out on the ground in our lot or over the hill or whatever, and then just put our sewage into our septic tank and run it that way. But now they have blocked us from that, so you can't do that anymore and get away with it. So they'll come and make sure all of your pipes are connected to your septic tank.
And I do know, you know, we have had folks that came in and bought their little spot of a third of an acre or whatever in a settlement, and they came in, you know, and started checking over Lowe's to get building materials and everything, and somebody said, halt, you better wait a little bit. You can't build there yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
No. A lot of realtors don't tell them the rest of the story. I think all of you remember Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
And there was a great story, but then there was the rest of the story. And the rest of the story was usually the questions you didn't ask. And I always like to tell people the rest of the story is the key is to find the land. And then once you find the land, then we got to figure out the rest of the story, what it's going to cost to get utilities there, the water, the electric, the driveway, and the septic. So that's the rest of the story. I mean, you can buy, I've got a buddy who bought a $10,000 lot, and I warned him, and his driveway cost him $150,000
to get
to the top of the lake view. So he's got $175,000 in that, you know.
Okay, I need to read our birthdays for today.
Okay.
Take a little break, come back, and we're going to wander off somewhere else here in a second. But celebrating birthdays today, and I hope we've got Cherish Pitcock, and I hope I've got the first name of the other name they called Abby Pitcock, celebrating birthdays, and it's called in by Liz and Sherman Brown. We wish them a happy birthday. Miss Sherry Ann Denton, celebrating a birthday. Miss Rita Brown, Miss Anna Jackson, Miss Diane Brown, and Mr. Keeney Meadows. They're all celebrating a birthday. They've been called in, and you can, if you are the lucky winner today, you can go over to the chamber and pick up your prize envelope and celebrate your birthday. Us here from the WVFB-FM, since we sponsor this little program, we also sponsor the birthday giveaway. And with that, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're right in the middle of talking about real estate. I don't know, Dino. Problems with property deeds, the transfer of deeds, I'm sure you run into quite a bit of that. I mean, not necessarily problems, but what's involved in that when someone buys from a pre-existing owner? You broker the deal there. A little bit about maybe some of the details on that.
Well, I always use an attorney. There's title companies, but I prefer in my company that we use attorneys anytime we do a deal, because when you can get an attorney at the same price you can get a title company, I just prefer an attorney.
And a title company, they go back and check the, how many years back do they?
Well, everybody will go back the same amount of years, and a title company uses their own attorney. So I'm not saying that they don't use an attorney.
Yeah. But
I'd rather have my client use an attorney, and then if they have an issue, they can go right back to that attorney, and they don't have a middle person. You know, it's like if you can go directly to the top, why wouldn't you go directly to the top? So that's one thing. The key to our biggest problems when we get into things is for a deed to be good, you have to have closure on the front end and you have to have closure on the back end. And closure is all parties signed, sealed, and delivered, and all parties signed, sealed, and delivered on the other. So if you don't have those records in place and you haven't registered them, a lot of people, and this is different, but on a survey, they pay a surveyor to do a survey. Unless you register it, nobody has a clue about your boundaries. When you pay for a survey, you need to go get it registered so that basically you're telling everybody, hey, here are my boundaries, and they can pull it up and they can see it, and if they have any issues, they can deal with it. Usually the surveyors will talk to the property owners adjacent, and they go back and search, and so all that's good. But well, I've had it before to where someone passed away. Let's say the man passed away. The wife sells the property. Well, the man had been married before and had two children. So legally, the wife didn't have full ownership of that without going and checking the other kids and all that stuff. So there's lots of things to make sure that you have closure on the front end and closure on the back end, because you need a good deed. I mean, I tell people, why are you going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars and not pay a few hundred more to make sure it's right?
Well, you know, all those deeds, I know just from personal experience talking to some folks, and that is the deed of trust, and then there's a deed that names someone, that is, to receive this upon my death. But then a deed of trust could wind up being shared if you don't have direct relatives, all the way down to a 31st cousin or something.
Absolutely.
And then trying to do anything with that property becomes a major, major headache.
Yes.
And I do know, and I know you've run into this, a lot of the old deeds here, and a lot of the land here in Clay County really hadn't turned ownership in, golly, some of it, maybe in 100 years or something. And that tree that they measured by 100 years ago ain't there no more.
No, it's not.
And it's kind of hard sometimes, too. And you said, like, the surveying, and a lot of times surveying, I know that people have gone to survey, and they found out when they ran the survey that about 2 foot of the corner of that house is on somebody else's property.
Yeah, that's true. And I bought 69 acres one time, and when it surveyed out, it was 32. So that more or less got me. For some reason, when I buy something, the less always gets me. I always end up with less than what I thought.
And I could throw in a plug here. Mr. Wiggins down in Jackson County is a pretty good fellow to do surveying here.
Yes, he is.
And I think there's, of course, over in Overton County, and those folks do stay busy, so don't get in a big hurry when you have to wait on them.
No, right now, they're most of them are at least probably 2 to 3 months out to get a survey on your property. And you always want to have a good survey on your property because it's up to the land owner to prove what you have. So, you know, no one's going to buy something and then you have them do the survey. You know, that can backfire on you. So I always like to be in front of it.
Right.
Get the survey done. If you're doing a house, go ahead, do an inspection, termite treatments, things like that, so you're not caught as a surprise and everything's on the up and up.
Okay. Like so we were talking a minute ago about the different types of deeds, and we said, you know, a lot of the deeds in well, all the counties around here are based on a large standing oak tree in the corner here and that type of thing. But now I think, I guess the regulation is you put a metal stake down or some type of metal that can be detected.
Yeah.
For many years.
There's a pin, but those pins are sometimes hard to find, and a lot of them are pushed out on the roadway when they come in to put in your fiber or your water line or things like that, and you have to have the corners marked. I mean, the property where you didn't know where the corners were?
No.
And other people won't either, especially people from out of town.
You know, and when a lot of the folks come in here are, a lot of them are educated pretty good on what they're looking for and what they need to look out for, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I know right now, the biggest deal you've got right now that you have completed your, I mean, if you want to talk a little bit about something or other.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? I know you've had a couple of pretty nice sales here, and not mentioning any names, but let's go back to percentages.
Uh-huh.
Who gets what out of the sale?
Well, that's what people don't understand.
There's one I was really trying to come to.
Yeah, people don't understand, but so in real estate, our normal pricing used to be 6% for a residence and 10% for land. Now, the reason why land was more is because land takes more time and it's harder to close. You've got to go out, walk it. You've got to make sure the survey's there. You've got to make sure it's going to perk. Where's the water? Where's the electric? Are there easements? I mean, there's a lot of work that's done on land, so that's why usually land carries 10%, plus it's harder to finance. If you try to go finance land, they want more down. It used to be you'd have to put 40% down, and the bank would loan you 60% because they want to make sure if you don't pay, they're going to be able to sell it.
Yeah.
So now, but if you've got really good credit now, usually they'll do an 80-20 on you. When you get into your commission, you need to understand that the listing realtor, that's the person you choose to list your property, they can either get all of it, but most of the time, if they do their job, they're only going to get half of it. So if I listed your house for 6% and another realtor comes in and sells, brings the buyer in, okay, then that realtor gets half the commission. So I would get 3% and they get 3%. Now everybody wants to cut down on the commission because they just want to make sure you don't make that much money. But you need to understand there's 609 realtors out there, and marketing is to get those other realtors. You pay me to get other realtors to come in and buy it. So, yes, I lose half my commission if I do my job, and that's what I want to do. So, like with our company, we advertise in the Upper Cumberland MLS. That means if you pull up a property, if you're looking for a property in this area, it shows up here. Then we have the Nashville MLS, and that starts at Carthage towards Nashville. Okay, and then you have the Knoxville MLS, and that starts from Crossville to Knoxville. So when we list your property, we list in all three MLSs. Now, I have to pay more money
right.
to be a member of those MLSs, but if you can get somebody to come up here from Nashville and buy your house or your property, you're going to get a higher price than you are than a local price. Just the way it works. I call it an out-of-town price and an in-town price. You know, and everybody wants the out-of-town price.
Okay, and if someone, you've got a website, and mm-hmm. folks go to that, you'll have a spot there where they can click on MLS listings.
Yes, sir.
I think you can actually, there are limits to how much money you want to spend and where you want to spend it at and that type of thing, and it'll bring you up all the properties of more than just one real estate agency, won't it?
Yes, and the biggest, the largest real estate company out there is Zillow, and everybody's probably heard of Zillow, and they are. They're the driving force, not Realtor.com or any of that, but Zillow is the largest seller, and you can look up properties anywhere and pull on that. But the multiple listing services, when I list your property in up here, you get 609 agents looking at it. In Nashville, I don't know how many they got down there, 2,000, 3,000, Knoxville. So you want to pull all the realtors in looking at your property. And, you know, that's what you pay a realtor for, is to market your property and to give you good advice on what you should do to make it marketable. Because the last thing you want to do is get a good buyer coming in. They're going to do inspections and all this. You're packing up stuff. You've got your house about empty, and then the deal fall through. That is not a good day.
You know, you mentioned Zillow there, and I think one of the big things, I think when you do a search on Zillow, the thing comes up is sell your property commission-free or buy property commission-free.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay free, you get what you pay for, don't you?
That's it. I didn't understand this when I got into real estate, but you know, you need to be protected, because today there's nothing for free. Okay, and you need a good contract. It's called contract law. You need a good price, you need good money down, and you need moving towards closing and making sure everything is covered. And that's where a realtor is going to make their money. You know, if you say you want to make this much money, you just put the 6% plus a little bit on top of that. Let's just say throw 10% on there. Then you got a little wiggle room, and that should be your price going into the market. We do a market analysis on property, and a market analysis is where we look at 5 sold, 5 under contract, and 5 active listings, and we'll do a market analysis for you. And we're right on with that market analysis.
Okay, and let me, if one of these buyers, he runs across something somewhere or another, he sees a sign up or something, and he whips down that way and says, I'd like to buy this. He's still got to pay you, doesn't he? Somebody has.
Well, the seller always pays the real estate fee. Okay, that's not negotiable. In other words, when you hire me to sell your property, in that you have negotiated the rate with me, so the 6% is always paid by the seller. The reason why that is because the buyer has to go borrow the money. They've right. got all the lending fees and all that, so they'll end up with $6,000 to $9,000 worth of closing cost on their side, and then the seller will end up with about the same by paying the commission.
Okay, we're going to do just a couple of more commercials, come back, and I've got a couple more subjects I want to talk to you about for a minute.
Okay, sounds great.
We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
we're back right now, and let's see. There's a couple of things that I was going to ask you about. Golly, what time is it anyway? We're going to run out of time here in a minute, Dino. When you're having fun.
Yep. Well, maybe I can come back and we'll talk more about
it. Well, we still got a few more minutes. You know, the real estate law, the state of Tennessee is the number one trust state. Now, you want to say, I know you don't know a whole lot about trust till you run into one that knocks a sale in the head or something or other, where someone thought they owned something and a trust owned it. If you run into something like that, the people that own it really didn't own it themselves.
Yeah, there's when you do the investigations on it, you really need to know that up front. So we try to get in front of that. We have attorneys that will do the legal investigation on the front side, so we know what's going to happen on the back side. A lot of these, I had one where it had probably gone through five different heirs, and it was a mess. And they had to go in and reopen that up, advertise it, let anybody come in and make claims against the estate, then close it, and then it's good to sell.
Right.
But that takes time to do that, so it's not quick money. One thing that we've done is we've gotten into the auction business, and we got into the auction business because it's a quick sale for people. It's as is, where is, but one thing different about our auction company is we will do a reserve. So if you say, I want to auction this, but I'm not going to take less than $120,000, then we will do what's called a reserve auction, and you can sell it quick, as is, where is, but it's not going to sell unless it goes over $120,000.
There's something there. I know. I guess it irritates us buyers, I guess. I know you kind of like it. Mm-hmm. And that is, there is a seller's fee and a buyer's fee on auctions now.
Well, it shouldn't be. Usually you can do a buyer's premium, okay? So a buyer's premium is usually 10% most of the time. And the reason why it is because we have to go in, clean out the house, tear out carpet, put a dumpster in there, sort through everything, do all the work to get it kind of spiffied up.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot that goes into that.
So, you know, you have actually come up with the real estate business is a set fee for getting property ready to sell.
Absolutely.
So you're actually buying something. But, of course, at an auction of a gun auction or something, I never will understand the buyer's fee at something like that, other than I guess they guarantee a title and ownership to what they're selling.
Well, we have, like we did one, we had to go in. This guy had about 30 guns. We had to go in. We had to get all the guns out, take pictures of them, search the serial numbers, run them through the checks. We have to pay somebody that has a firearms license to do all that. So we have to go through all that, and then all we do is charge a 10% fee. So if you buy a gun for $200, you pay $220, and we have the guy right there to sign it over to you and everything. That's pretty inexpensive. Yeah. It's almost like sales tax.
Yeah. I mean, of course, all of these things, a lot of folks don't understand. You know, a lot of folks say, you know, well, I don't want to pay somebody to spend my money.
Yeah, but they got to see what goes into it.
Right, that's,
you know,
that's what I want to hear from you.
Lord, we go into these homes and, you know, it's too good to throw away, so it just sits there forever.
Of course, I know there are a lot of guys that come around and will come by when they know you've got this property and say, can I buy all this from you?
Yes.
And you don't have to. All you've got to do is kind of ensure they do what they're going to do, but
yep.
Then still that involves some of your time. But there's no easy way to get to get property, because I know if an individual gets property ready to sell, usually it's not ready to sell, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, I look at real estate like if I were buying it myself or selling it myself. You know, you can do the best that you can for the market with honesty and integrity, and it brings what it's going to bring, and you need to be happy with that and move on. I used to have this gentleman that would say, Dino, we're going to sell it one time. I said, sir, what does that mean? He said, when we sell it, we're not going to have to look back. When I get my money, I know it's my money and I can move ahead.
Let me ask you this along that line. If you're in Overton and Clay County, is there any property here? Would you pay the amount that on their property tax bill for their property?
My Lord, yeah. People say that's my appraisal. That is not your appraisal. A lot of people will come in and say, I'll give you your tax appraisal. Well, you need to seller beware, I guess, because that's usually the low price.
Right.
Okay, because people will argue with the county about their taxes, and they can do that a lot of times, but you need to, why wouldn't you pay $500 to get a real appraisal if you're going to sell something for $100,000? I mean, my gosh, don't scrimp on the little stuff to be assured you're getting your value.
Yeah, and I know if I'm buying, I would love to buy lots of farms around here for what their value is based on.
I would too. But that's not being fair by the people.
No.
There's lots of people that want to sell their farms, and when the husband passes or the wife passes, you know, there's people that will go in and say, hey, I'll give you a appraised price. No, you need to call a realtor in, have them do a market analysis and see what the market value is. Okay. Yesterday I had a $1 million buyer in from Minnesota wanting to do a farm, and we found 103 acres for $1 million, actually 1.2, and, you know, there's people moving in to this area looking for that.
And that, of course, that's a nice sale there. And I know we're glad to have them coming in, and we hope they put a house in the middle of that and don't try to subdivide it.
Well, they're coming to Tennessee because they like Tennessee, because of the honesty and the integrity and what we bring forward as a community. And I let them know that that's why they're coming here. And so, you know.
Well, you know, there's an old story about a gentleman that came up, a guy leaning up against the lamppost somewhere in town or something, and he said he's thinking about moving here, and he asked him, what are the people like here? He said, well, they're the most aggravating, stubborn people. He said, they'll steal everything you got. And this guy looked at him and said, well, you'll find the same people here. The next guy comes by later on, and he said, how are the people here in this town, sir? He said, I'm leaving. He said, I'd like to find me a nice, quiet place to live. He said, we've lived place and had good neighbors and everything. He said, what'll I find here? Well, you'll find the same thing here. So, you know, you'll find what you're looking for, won't you?
Yes, you will. Yes,
but,
you will.
You know, I think we have had an enjoyable hour, and Miss Rita Brown has won the prize today. Going to go out by the chamber, pick up your envelope, and next time you come back, now you got to bring the better half with you.
I will.
And like I said, I hope we've got out some good information for folks, and really this is kind of your opportunity to introduce yourself to the people that are listening to us and remind them that this will be rebroadcast this evening on 101.5 Kicks Country. And but do you advertise with us up there?
I don't know. I should.
Yes, you should.
I will.
You can call 270-487-0969 and talk to Randy Kerr up there, and he'll fix you right up when you're having a big sale.
Okay, sounds great. And if anyone has any questions, we don't charge. You just give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to help you and share any information and do market analysis for you for free. We do that for free. We'll come out and help you out with any of your questions or your needs.
So this is not one of those times when you get what you pay for if it's free. This time you're getting something that's worthwhile information.
Absolutely.
And with that, thanks for being with us. And with
Thank
that,
you.
We'll say, you know, it's about time we get the doors shut or get everything put back up. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next week, same time, 9 o'clock on Thursday morning on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.